Meister Shani Per Gimel Mishnah Yud. Halakuch bekesef Meister Shani Shenitma. Yipade. Fruits that are bought with the money of Meister Shani, and then these fruits became Tameh. So these were not fruits that initially were Meister Shani, but rather they were fruits that were bought with the money of Meister Shani from other fruits that were redeemed. Yipade. So these fruits are treated just like the original Meister Shani fruits, and they can be redeemed. Rabbi Yehuda Amir Yikaveh. Rabbi Yehuda says they're different. These have to be buried. You can no longer redeem them. Because since, like the Rav explains, it's called Nigmara Mitzvasoi, the process is finished. You had Paris, you replied to them or you sold them for the money to be used for Meister Shani, and then you took the Meister Shani money and bought it. That's it, end of the line. You can't no longer redeem it anymore, and you have to bury it. Amrullah Rabbi Yehuda Sacham said to Rabbi Yehuda, Uma in Meister Shani Atzma Shinit Mahari Hunifta, Meister Shani itself that becomes Tamei. Everybody agrees that you can be paid to Meister Shani that it's Tamei. When it's Tamei, Halakuch b'kesef Meister Shani Shenitma Eino Din Sheyipade, should all the more so, not just the Meister Shani fruits, but just fruits that were bought with the money of Meister Shani, so it's more removed than the Meister Shani fruits itself, Eino Din Sheyipade, shouldn't all the more so we be able to redeem it? Amar Lehem Lois, so Rabbi Yehuda said back to them, no. Im Amartim Meister Shani Atzmo, Shekenu Nifta Betar Berichuk Makum, Meister Shani by itself, we see they were makel by Meister Shani to be paid it, because you can be paid it even when it's tahar, because you can be paid it when it's tahar, berichuk makum, when it's far away, when you're not in Yerushalayim. Tarmu b'lekoch because of Meister Shani nifta betar berichuk makum. Are you going to say the same thing from fruits that were bought with the money of Meister Shani? Those fruits, we are not allowed to be paid them when they're tahar, when you're far away. In other words, we had in the previous Mishnayos that, if anybody recalls, in the first parak, where there was a shaila, if a person does something b'shoigeg, he didn't realize what he bought, it's a mekach taos, and he can return the fruits. However, if he knew it and he did it b'mezid, and it's not a mekach taos, he cannot return it. Why not? Because the din is that that's tahar, and when you have fruits that are tahar and you're poi to them, in that case he had to actually bring it up to Yerushalayim. There was no turning back. He couldn't give the fruits back. Because when you buy fruits out to Yerushalayim with money of Meister Shani, you can no longer do anything else. You can't be paid to it anymore in place of other money to carry it. So that's what we see there. Once you have an end product that's tahor and it was used from money, then you can't be paid anymore. So we see, Rabbi Yehuda says, and that's dafka by something that's tahor. So you see that there's a difference with tahor things, that the fruit itself of Meister Shani, when it's tahor, you can be paid to when it's outside Yerushalayim. But money that's used to buy fruits that are Torah there, we see from the previous Mishnahs that you're not allowed to be. So that's why Rabbi Yehuda says, so we see that there's a chumrah to fruits that are bought with money of Meister Shani. And that's why Rabbi Yehuda says that you're supposed to bury it. And the Rav says, Halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda.